dare to dream, dream, dream. Welcome to the Dare to Dream radio show. I'm your host, Deborah Dashinger. Join me every week as I interview inspiring guests from all walks of life, all ages, all backgrounds, all parts of the world, who had a dream and found a way to make that dream come true. Listen to this worldwide award-winning radio show every week and learn to dare to dream and make your dreams come true. Sit back and enjoy, and welcome.
You can be anything, a rock star, beauty queen, fly with a broken wing, baby, if you dare to dream, dare to dream, dare to...
I'm Debbie Dashinger, and it is my pleasure to be hosting and producing Dare to Dream Radio with all of you big dreamers out there. I created this show, really, because this is a subject that was meaningful and valuable to me. I found my dreams were always changing. And of course, I think some of the best teachers teach particular subjects because they had a wound or a pain point around that subject. For me in particular, growing up, it was about creating dreams. Always have been an enormous dreamer, but have also felt a lot of fear around dreams that stop me, sabotage me, or I would propel myself forward and stops and starts. Everything was within my head that was stopping me, and everything was within my heart and soul that wanted so to create my dreams into my reality. So it became one of my goals to figure out how to do so, how to create a dream successfully, no matter what. From that was born my book, Dare to Dream, This Life Counts, and also Wisdom to Success, this show, which has been on air now for 10 years, and Speaking from the Stage, and many other things, and I'm being interviewed as well. I've been interviewed for over 10 years about the same subject because I find all around the world, this is the language we all speak, how to create dreams that are meaningful to us. Well, I've got a really fun guest coming up who's going to talk about how you can change your insides so your outside world can reflect what you prefer. And I also am going to teach you a fun game, a little challenge that you can do to make some changes in your life right now. And if you're up for the challenge, I'll tell you about it. So the guest coming on a little later is Raz Ingrassi, who founded the Hoffman Institute Foundation in 1998. The Hoffman Institute Foundation is a nonprofit organization dedicated to transformative adult education, spiritual growth, and the personal dimensions of leadership. Hoffman serves a diverse population from all walks of life, including business professionals, stay-at-home parents, therapists, students, tradespeople, and all of us seeking clarity in all aspects of our lives. You may notice the name of that Hoffman, Hoffman Process, Hoffman Institute, Hoffman International. It may be kicking up a little something. Either you heard from it, know someone who took the process, or you may be remembering that back in July and August, I was talking about it at the beginning of my show with a lot of excitement, some trepidation, but I knew it was going to change my life. And it did, so I wanted to bring to you the founder. He'll be on a little later. So the challenge, let's get to that. Have you tried the 7 Coins a Day Challenge? So, what is 7 Coins a Day Challenge? This is a physical reminder. It's a concept. It helps sink into each of us more powerfully, a reminder to keep us on track with our goals, or to catch ourselves when we're in misalignment with our values, to stop ourselves before we give in to anything that's self-deflating or a poor habit. Why? Because reminders help build awareness. You know, they used to say it took 21 days to create a new habit. Now I've heard it's actually more like 2 months. I believe the 2 months. It definitely takes me at least that long to get something in until it becomes normal. I remember when I was in my 20s and somebody said, you need to drink water. And I thought, ugh, water. Ugh. You know, back then I couldn't even fathom. And they told me how many liters I needed to drink a day. Ugh, how many liters? But, you know, I just followed protocol. They said it would be healthy for me. I bought into it. I thought it made sense. I started to do the behavior. I will say many, many months later, it became a part of my life. I cannot imagine a day without drinking a minimum of 2 liters of pure, clean water. Same thing when I got off of dairy. And they said, start drinking something else, like almond milk. It's better for you personally. I tend to have a few allergies there. And I was so upset. How am I going to start drinking this stuff? It didn't taste the same, but you know what? 2-3 months later, can't imagine drinking anything else or going back to regular milk. Those are just some food examples. But, of course, I could tell you the same thing when I quit smoking 15 years ago. You know, it just is what it is. We can stop ourselves and make new choices. So this is a great exercise that creates a lot of encouragement long term. Here's what you need. 14 tokens, you decide. I recommend coins. But you can substitute bills, if you like, in any denomination, and you'll understand why in a moment. You could also use dried beans, small stones, buttons, any object that you can carry comfortably in your pockets. Now, besides the 14 tokens, you're going to also need 2 jars. One will be labeled yes, and one will be labeled no. We're going to begin every day with 7 tokens or bills in the right pocket and 7 tokens in our left pocket. Now we're going to choose a point of awareness, something that bothers you about yourself that, gosh, you would really like to eliminate from your life. Here are a couple of examples. You may have your own. One could be eating out of boredom or emotional eating. How about procrastination? Complaining? Talking yourself out of doing something that's good for you? Blaming, judging, criticizing, unkind words to or about yourself, negative comparisons, giving in to a bad habit, cheating, lying, lashing out in anger or saying or doing things you later regret. Now, each time you say or do something during the day that is positive, genuine, proactive, inspiring, kind, and aligned with your goals and values throughout the day, use a token from your left pocket and transfer it to your right pocket because it's the right thing to do. Get it? Now, you can include complimenting somebody, a random act of kindness, pushing yourself out of your comfort zone, making yourself do something you would rather not do but's really good for you or someone else, being kind, honest, including with yourself, speaking well about others and yourself. Focusing on what's right about a situation, being grateful, not giving into a bad habit, or anything else that you feel good about yourself. Now, whenever you catch yourself engaging in an activity or words or even thoughts that disempower you, keep you stuck, or move you in the wrong direction you don't want to be in, then take a token from your right pocket and transfer it to your left pocket. Ta-da! That's what you do throughout the day. Now, at the end of the day, you're going to empty your pockets. Any of the coins from your right pocket go into the yes jar. And the coins from your left pocket go into the no jar. So take note of what you did throughout the day to discover your strengths, your weaknesses, and how you rewarded yourself for keeping on track. This is not about, by the way, big caveat, do not beat yourself up if you've made a mistake or strayed, please. This is simply an awareness exercise. You're becoming aware of what you're doing out of habit. And then it's much easier to break the habit and create positive habits that move you in the right direction. So how fun is this? Start checking out your yes jar. And guess what? After days, weeks of doing this, when your yes jar is full, do something good with that money, whatever feels right. You could give it to a charity. You could buy yourself something you've been wanting for a long time. Treat yourself and a friend to dinner and a movie, whatever. And, now what about that no jar? Well, you look at the tokens in the no jar and just consider carefully, how could you spend that money to help yourself be better in some area of life? Maybe you need a coach. Maybe new running shoes will motivate you to go out and exercise. Maybe dance lessons make you feel socially confident. Maybe a computer course, more desirable professionally. Maybe the Hoffman course to help your insides and stop repeated patterns. Just some suggestions. But you're not going to use the money in the no jar on anything but self-improvement. So in this way, you accomplish 2 things. You deliberately work on yourself, And you take away the sting of mistakes and turn them into valuable resources, right? We always say, and I always say in teaching people how to create dreams, don't let failures define you. They're the greatest lessons we can learn if we will get the lesson of what happened that created the failure so we can go out and do something contrary going forward. This is a wonderful opportunity to better yourself. We learn much from our mistakes. So you're not using the money for this exercise, and if you choose not to, that's okay. It's still a great reminder of where you're doing well, right pocket for yeses and yes jar, and where you can use some improvement, left pocket with those tokens and the no jar. And the reason I like to use money for this exercise is you can do something tangible as a reward. I love rewards. I love surprises. See if that works for you as a way to make improvements when the exercise is complete. Here's what I know. Every day is a new beginning. So no matter what happened yesterday, no matter how you messed up yesterday, you have a chance today to wipe the slate clean and start with creating fresh, empowering, positive habits. You can use this coin exercise to build awareness and focus. This will help you get on your way to a happier, more fulfilled, more empowered you. It's really fun. The 7 coins a day challenge. Take it. Let me know how it goes. Well, I'm welcoming to the show Raz. Charles Raz Ingrassi is a UC Berkeley graduate and has been an executive, consultant, and facilitator within the Human Potential Movement since 1972. Along with being a Hoffman teacher, he founded the Hoffman Institute Foundation in 1998. Raz says the Hoffman process is the most highly effective method for people to heal, discover their true nature, and live a more free, open, loving, and spontaneous life. His passion for teaching the Hoffman process is both professional and personal. It brings him into the depths of human experience where he learns at least as much as he teaches. Raz himself took the process in July of 1989, and from that experience, he had 3 major takeaways. He says, I knew my marriage would last. I could be a great dad to my young children, and that I'd found work worthy of devoting my life. Raz has been married to his wife, Liza, for 35 years, and if you'd like to know more about the Hoffman Institute, go online to hoffmaninstitute.org. Raz, it is so great to have you on Dare to Dream. Welcome.
Thank you, Debbie. I'm happy to be here with you.
I'm looking forward to the conversation on the Hoffman Institute and the Hoffman process. And I want to start with human relationships. Why, in your estimation, is there so much discord and negativity in human relationships?
Well, we all want love. That's the bottom line. Children want love. Babies need love. We never outgrow our need for love. And so we're always seeking love, whether we're conscious of that or not. And, you know, love and approval. And the patterns, the models for getting love, for getting what we need and want, are set very, very early in our relationships with our caregivers, with our parents. That is to say, they're set emotionally. And the emotions are running the show, and you know, we've all heard of had that experience where something might embarrass us or humiliate or upset us, and it happens in a nanosecond, and we could still be mulling it over for 2-3 days later. Why didn't I say this? Why didn't I do that? And so the emotions are very powerful. There's these emotional patterns about what it takes to get love are set very early on. And we keep acting them out through our lives. One small example, you know, we see in the Hoffman process, a lot of people I'll just call overachievers, people who are so successful in life, but keep striving for more and more and more symbols of success. And so often, I don't want to say it's invariable, but so often, what we find is people who, in their childhood, with their families of origin, did not feel fully loved or accepted, but they were approved of when they produced good grades or extraordinary things, championships, tournaments, performance. So they were rewarded for their performance. and then they've just become, you know, they've made a life out of being being a performer, it's good for a little while, but it doesn't give them what they really want, so they have to keep ginning it up, keep doing more of it. So yeah, the source of these issues, if you will, is what Bob Hoffman named the negative love syndrome, which simply means that in very early childhood, before we had any intellect or discernment, we took everything that we received from our parents as love, and a lot of it wasn't loving. Mm-hmm. And so in our adult lives, we reenact those behaviors, those negative behaviors, in an attempt to get love. So I hope maybe you want to ask another question, but that's the gist of it.
Yeah, that was powerful. I got to tell you, because no accident, you certainly described me, and mm-hmm. if I could be so bold, my brother as well. Yeah, we come from a very interesting childhood and background, and big performers out in the world, and I don't know that it's ever quite enough. So I deeply resonate with that and the negative love syndrome you're talking about that we keep reenacting. And how did you get here then? What was the journey that led you to Hoffman?
Well, I, you know, I can tell you the, I was just stymied there for a moment. I said to myself, do I want to disclose the inward journey or the outward journey? And so I think I'll try to combine both and do it fairly briefly. But I was born into a family that had suffered a lot from World War II. I was born in 1948. My mother's older brother was killed in the war. Her first husband was killed in the war. My dad's older brother was killed. My dad was wounded. And I was around all of these people who never talked about the war, but were carrying a lot of grief. I mean, looking back, I can see that they were all suffering from PTSD, though that was never named or known about at the time. Nevertheless, they were wonderful people. They did everything they could. They were, you know, cheerful, and they loved to sing, and there's a lot of positivity in it, too. And but from a very early age, I was looking beyond myself. And I can remember at age 17, I started studying Zen Buddhism. And this was in Wisconsin, where nobody knew anything about Zen Buddhism. I went to school. I went to college at the University of California at Berkeley, which, if you know anything about Berkeley in the late 60s, was the epicenter of the entire spiritual and political revolution that was happening in America at that time. I went there intending to study psychology, and I started studying psychology because I wanted to know why people behave the way they do. And after a little while, I realized that the psychology department was all studying rats. They seemed not to know anything about human behavior. I finally landed in the theater department because that was the oldest laboratory in the world for studying human behavior and existed in every culture, thousands of years old. I ended up then getting really into Greek tragic theater, which was entirely about transformation, and it had nothing to do with entertainment. And it recognized the human being as an individual and as part of the collective. So that kind of got me launched into a full bore movement. In starting in 1970, I was initiated into Kundalini Yoga by Swami Muktananda, met lots and lots of spiritual leaders for the next several years, met Werner Erhard in 1971 before he started ESC, and then worked with him for a number of years, worked with LifeSpring and other things, traveled to India, met with many, many masters and studied. From 73 to 75, I met Bob Hoffman. We collaborated on a number of things, but then we nothing broke us apart, but we went in different directions. And in late 1980s, I re-met Bob, and I asked him to describe to me his theory, the negative love syndrome. And within 5 minutes, I just knew that he had unlocked something tremendously important. And I shortly thereafter did his program and realized this was the thing I wanted to put my life's energy behind, plus which it was still evolving, and I knew that I would be in a position to help shape it and evolve it. So that's how I got launched, and that's what I did, and I hope that explains it quickly.
It does, and what a journey you went on, your own journey, and up until the point where you committed, and thank God, because here you are and here all of us are who have been through the process. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll get to hear more about what the Hoffman process is, and we've got some questions from folks who have written in questions for Raz about the process. You're listening to Dare to Dream Radio. Download your free Dare to Dream Radio app from iTunes. The free app is called Dare to Dream with Debbie Dashinger. Join me also on Facebook at Dare to Dream Radio and TV. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. This is Dr. Dane here, and I would like to invite you to an adventure in being. I've just written and finished a new book known as Being You, Changing the World. Are you one of those dreamers? One of those people who's always known that other possibilities should be available but haven't yet been able to see them be created? Well, I wrote this book for you. In it, you'll find tools, processes, and unique perspectives to change the things you've always wanted to change but didn't know how. In it, you'll find an invitation to a different possibility for a way that we can be in this world that changes not only our lives, but by being us, allows us to contribute to changing everything planet-wide that doesn't work. Are you aware that truly great people, truly being them, is the only thing that has ever created a great change on this planet? Are you willing to step up? Are you willing to be one? Check out a copy of my new book, Being You, Changing the World. I invite you to go to beingyoubook.com for a free gift.
Rejuvenate Medical Spa is your premier results-driven medical spa, voted the number one center for beauty and restoration for men and women at rejuvenatemedical.com. Rejuvenate Medical Spa has proudly served as skin and laser specialists over 10 years, offering the best in non-invasive cosmetic treatments and custom-made care for you. For hair, body, and skin, call Rejuvenate Medical Spa with your questions or schedule a free consultation at rejuvenatemedical.com.
Tell the world about your product or business. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. The award-winning program is syndicated on over 60 stations, has a big following, and large listenership. If you're ready to expand your reach, become a sponsor or advertiser on Dare to Dream Radio. Best rates, great results. Email at ads@debbiedashinger.com. That's ads@debbiedashinger.com.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
MyBestsellerBook.com helps you self-publish and you keep all the royalties. Even if your book is already published, MyBestseller.com will help you become a best-selling author. Your book will be promoted to a large global following. Enjoy a press release and book review. Make your next book launch bigger and better. MyBestsellerBook.com has long-term client credibility and 100% success in turning books into bestsellers. MyBestsellerBook.com.
Tell the world about your product or business. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. The award-winning program is syndicated on over 60 stations, has a big following, and large listenership. If you're ready to expand your reach, become a sponsor or advertiser on Dare to Dream Radio. Best rates, great results. Email ads@debbiedashinger.com. That's ads@debbiedashinger.com.
When making the decision to hire a coach, find a pro who delivers. Debbie Dashinger is an expert with an impressive platform that gets results. Let go of issues and shift your life into brilliance. Go to www.debbiedashinger.com. That's D-A-C-H-I-N-G-E-R, debbiedashinger.com. Debbie believes that we are each meant to shine our light and fulfill our unique path. Hire a coach who delivers. www.debbiedashinger.com.
Debbie Dashinger's Radio Interview Mastery Program is a unique branded system that works. MediaMasteryRadio.com puts you on a fast track to grow your business and easily book interviews. Learn how at MediaMasteryRadio.com. Debbie is fiercely committed to guiding entrepreneurs, authors, speakers, healers, and business people. Learn how to leverage your radio appearances to grow your business and increase your visibility at MediaMasteryRadio.com.
Hi, Debbie Dashinger. I'm interviewing Raz Ingrassi, teacher and founder of the Hoffman Institute Foundation. For more information, go to hoffmaninstitute.org. I've got some questions for Raz, and I know we've got also a caller and a submitted question. We're going to get as much as we can in this segment. So I want Raz just to start out to tell myself, the listeners, what is the Hoffman process about? What do attendees get out of that experience?
Well, obviously, people come to do this work because they want to change something. Either they feel limited, they feel somehow wounded or hurt inside, they can't seem to get past the limitation they might be having. And so what's unique about Hoffman is that it combines what I think of as the best of psychology, namely insights and understanding about what happened, what's wrong, what my problem is, combines that with the best of spirituality, not religiosity, but inherent spirituality, the spirituality that's inherent to every person. But the most powerful aspect of spirituality is healing, compassion, and forgiveness. So when you can combine the insights and understanding with real healing, compassion, and forgiveness that comes from within oneself, an experience of wholeness comes. And research on Hoffman by the University of California has shown that this healing, this shift, is long-lasting and, in fact, measured a year later, has gotten only stronger, not weaker. So I think that's what's unique, is that we have a psycho-spiritual approach to human change.
A great approach to human change and accessing things maybe in a way I certainly have never experienced before.
Right.
So I think unique is a big motivating factor and the safety factor. So we've got a caller on the line. I'm going to bring the caller on. And if you've got a question for Raz, please go ahead, caller, and welcome to the show.
Am I the caller that you have on the line now?
Yes, hi. This is Debbie. Welcome. Who do we have?
Hi, Debbie. My name is Jack, and I'm calling from New York.
Hey, Jack. Welcome. Thank you so much for calling in.
My voice is a little bit hoarse because the New York weather here is very ominous, raining, cloudy, snowing. So I just wanted to call in, and number one, thank you for your radio show, but also for the direction that that the Hoffman Institute has put my life in. Okay, I've spent many, many years in all kinds of self-help groups and a recovering drug addict for, 14 years and what have you. And I found all those things to be wonderful as far as external fixes, to stop using drugs, to stop using food and things like that. But recently I was introduced to the Hoffman process, and I just wanted to say to Raz that I couldn't be any happier with my results from having done some internal fixing, and I've never really worked on that before, and I'm continuing to work on it. But I just wanted to check in and say hello, and just give gratitude that finally I found something that, I was on the verge of divorce and losing my kids and the whole nine yards. And because I thought the whole world had a problem and that I was the only one that was sane. But after a long-term, weeks worth of self-reflection, I found out that maybe the problem stemmed from much earlier in my life. So that's all I have to say.
Well, first of all, congratulations.
Yeah.
That's amazing. And Raz, how is that for you to hear?
It's deeply moving. And I just wanted to say bless you, Jack. Bless your heart for finding healing. And yes, all this, this is really self-change and healing. The restoration of your dignity, your compassion, your love for yourself and others is always an inside job. And the Hoffman process works because of two things. One, the most important thing is that you want to change. And Jack really, really want to change. That's clear. And the other thing is that we have a structure and safety and compassion and expertise to guide you on your own journey. And so what happens in Hoffman is really about your inner journey, and it's a deep dive into yourself and the discovery of what I'll call a new operating system. There's already an operating system installed. Oh, I'll call it OS2. Most of us are operating from OS1, operating system 1. But when OS2 gets turned on, gets activated, you learn how to live in a different way. And it's not about rules, but it's about navigating your life successfully. And I couldn't be happy for you, Jack. And what a wonderful thing to have happen so shortly before the holidays, where you'll be with your family. Beautiful.
It really is. And I just, like I say, want to express my gratitude for, for the help and stuff. And like you say, it's an ongoing process. I see it every day, that I have to keep navigating. And it's up to me which direction I want to go. But it's been life-changing. And, thank God I still have plenty of time to continue on this journey.
Mm. Well, Jack, you said something I want to ask you about. So after leaving the process, one of the things I loved in particular, and in fact, I felt very held and supported because we're not just released out into the world, bye-bye, thanks very much, which I've experienced a lot from other courses, but rather with the Hoffman, I was given a book of post-process to read and enact, and an enormous set of tools, follow-up call with my teacher, follow-up call with the entire graduating class, a Facebook page. There are a lot of ways we're continued to be supported. I want to check in with you and see, are you still using any tools, and do you find that they're changing your life in the moment?
I still use my tools every day. Like you say, my teacher, we actually have a two-week follow-up call, but she's been a little bit more giving as far as for me. Maybe I'm not sure why, but we have a little bit more conversation than that. She gives me exercises to do. Like forgiveness is a huge issue for me for some of my past. And every morning before as I'm walking to my car, I'm given exercises where I actually speak to myself and I forgive myself for some of my past poor decisions, let's say. And it's an ongoing process. I use my tools very often, and the funny thing is when you see that you're going down a bad place and making a poor decision, it now gives you a moment to just stop, take a breath, and say, do I really want to say yes to this? And start that whole cycle of self-hatred once again. Or do I want to say no and, and take care of Jack? And I found that to be just very gratifying to have that opportunity to just take a breath. And it's only because I use the information, the books, the tools. I'm in constant contact with friends of mine, following the directions, and that's something that I don't like to do. But I've decided that if I don't do it, nothing's going to change. If I do it my way, it's going to be the same as it's been for the last 58 years.
Powerful. And Raz, will you address that? Because Jack talked about the potency for him with forgiveness. Can you talk about forgiveness as well as a lack of forgiveness?
Yes, I'd be glad to. I mean, in our culture, we have this, we kind of have two things going on. One is the idea of forgive and forget. And we all know that doesn't work. And then we also know that the opposite side of it, holding grudges, doesn't work. Being vindictive doesn't work. It's important to move into a different space where we can forgive and remember. So Jack is able to both forgive himself for things in the past, for thinking, having thoughts about maybe repeating certain behaviors that would be counterproductive. And then he can also remember that he doesn't want to do it. He knows that little taxi cab that's pulling over to the corner, inviting him in, it always goes to the same place. It always goes to what we might call the dark side. And each of us has a darker aspect to ourselves. But in the Hoffman process, we explore it, we get to choose about it, and we get to stop feeding the part of us that doesn't bring us the freedom and love and hope, compassion and forgiveness that we really want. So yeah, I would say that, and it's true about everything and everyone, we forgive to release that energy. We forgive for ourselves. And then we remember so that we don't put ourselves in those situations again, either self-directed or other-directed. And forgiveness in Hoffman is profound, and the depth, people's hearts open to a compassion they've never known before. And once opened, it doesn't close again at this level. And so you always have access to the depths of compassion, which is the formative element of forgiveness. So takes more than, you know, talking about it is one thing. We spend days doing it in there. But I think that what Jack's mention of forgiveness is, you know, foundational and pivotal.
Absolutely. Jack, thank you so much for calling in. Bless you for all you're doing for yourself, for your family, for the planet. And I really appreciate your gratitude. That was awesome. Before we go to break, thanks, Jack. Raz, before we go to break, I just want to ask you quickly about the Hoffman teachers. Is the training to become a Hoffman process teacher rigorous?
It's very rigorous, yes. When we announce that we are going to do a teacher training, and the teacher training program is a year and a half to 2 years long, depending on how available people are to work it, we might get 35 or 40 applications, and on paper, virtually all of them look good. And then we have to winnow our way through to the seven or eight that we think could really do it.
Wow.
And then we, like this time, we started with eight 2 years ago, and one dropped out. So we're graduating seven. But even when we come up with what we believe are the best, and it's a multiple stages of interviews, even then it's very challenging for everyone and everyone doing it. And it's like doing the Hoffman process 10 more times, going deeper and deeper with every occasion. And the Hoffman teachers, we teach in teams of four or five. So there's one instructor for every seven or eight students. So you get a lot of personal attention as well as group work. But not so obvious to the people in the process is that team of four or five teachers is always constantly working with each other.
I knew it.
Yeah.
I had intuited that throughout my course.
Yeah.
Is this correct that while they are on quote-unquote break or meals, that they're actually working the tools they're about to teach on themselves and amongst themselves before they come to us?
Oh yeah, it's very normal for a teacher to say, "Listen, I have this issue," and to present it to the other teachers, or even, "I have an issue with a student," and in addition to getting maybe some ideas about how to work with that student, very often, I mean, the prerequisite is, if I have an issue with a student, I have to look at myself and see, where am I at with that issue in my own life, because I can't help anyone unless I've first taken care of that within myself. So the team teaching is a big part of us not getting, drawn in too deeply to, it's a highly stimulating environment when we're working with the deepest emotional issues of 40 people. Believe me, it's a highly charged environment in which we need to keep ourselves straight and pure and honorable at all times.
We're going to take a very quick break on Dare to Dream. You can join me on Twitter, my name, at Debbie Dashinger. And when we come back, we're going to have Paul's question. We're also going to have some information about the graduate process, which I've not yet done but want to. Daily Hoffman process ritual, a practice that Raz uses that is most powerful for him. And, of course, we're going to find out what Raz next dares to dream. Stay right there. We'll be right back.
When you're pondering the big questions like, is there more than this? How can I have a happy relationship? What would it take to like my body? And how do I make more money? Where do you go for information and tools? Check out the online store at accessconsciousness.com. Accessconsciousness.com has books, DVDs, instant video and audio downloads, online classes, and so much more. Subjects include abuse, changing your body, recovery, raising children, business techniques, tools to generate more money, how to have better sex and healthier relationships, just to name a few. At accessconsciousness.com, you can also find facilitators who teach local classes on a variety of subjects. Accessconsciousness.com, your one-stop shop for tools to assist you in changing your life. All of life comes to us with ease, joy, and glory. Go to accessconsciousness.com to learn more.
Rejuvenate Medical Spa is your premier results-driven medical spa. Voted the number one center for beauty and restoration. For men and women at RejuvenateMedical.com. Rejuvenate Medical Spa has proudly served as skin and laser specialists over 10 years, offering the best in non-invasive cosmetic treatments and custom-made care for you. For hair, body, and skin, call Rejuvenate Medical Spa with your questions or schedule a free consultation at RejuvenateMedical.com.
Be laser-focused on ideal clients. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. Great rates at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Create awareness of your valuable content. Sponsor the Dare to Dream Radio show at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Advertising amplifies everything you're doing towards success. Increase your business. Write to ads@debbiedashinger.com.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Do you have a published book that never reached its bestseller potential? Are you working on a book or ebook you hope to publish soon? Do you have a book locked inside, waiting to release your message to the world? Go to mybestsellerbook.com. My bestseller book will launch your book to a guaranteed bestseller status. Learn more at mybestsellerbook.com.
Be laser focused on ideal clients. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. Great rates at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Create awareness of your valuable content. Sponsor the Dare to Dream Radio Show at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Advertising amplifies everything you're doing towards success. Increase your business. Write to ads@debbiedashinger.com.
Listen, do you hear that? It's the sound of your life running smoothly. A big part of harmony has to do with your thoughts. Are your issues ruining your life? Debbie Dashinger is a certified BARS facilitator who uses energy clearings on clients for healing, creativity, aging, sleep, money, and more. In a BARS session, you will begin clearing away issues and allow harmony and change. Book your BARS session at www.debbiedashinger.com.
Debbie Dashinger, Dare to Dream, and during the break, speaking with Razan Grassi, he said a beautiful quote. This is a quote from him, which is, "Love is the most powerful and intelligent force in the world." Just take that into your day. And we're going to try to jam-pack as much as we can with great calm and ease to all of you in this final segment, but I think it's clear we probably should have him back. So Paul submitted a question for Raz, and Paul's question is this. Raz, are there goals for the Hoffman process that have not yet been reached?
Well, yes. The main goal is reaching more people. And what we have found is that, I mean, we've reached about 100,000 people, and we're worldwide. We're in 14 centers, countries around the world. And but here in the United States, we're still only reaching, and it's a week-long program, but we're only reaching about 1,200 people a year, new people. Then we have programs for the people who've already done it. So while we can be very proud of that, the fact is that so far, this is a human technology, and we've learned that the human heart opens and learns how to stay open in the presence of another human heart that is fully open and can stay open. And so it takes a week of establishing that resonance where so someone can say, okay, I get it, yes, that's what it feels like, and plus the tools to stay there. So simple fact is that we can't put this on an app. We can't put this on a computer program. It needs to be transmitted person to person. And so we'd like to reach a lot more people. And we have goals. We have goals for reaching more people.
And you mentioned earlier the graduate process. I have not yet taken it, but it is absolutely my intention to go forward into the graduate course. Can you talk about what the graduate course is like, what I and others can expect from attending?
Well, what happens when one does the Hoffman process is afterward there's just a tremendous elevation in your life, and it's like your eyes have been opened and you see things as they really are, and you're able to live so much more successfully and happily. After a period of time, let's say 6 months or a year, you might discover a few things that are still little niggling issues, and you might say to yourself, I can only see that now because I've done all this other work, but I do have something else I want to work on. And so for that reason, people and others, just to keep moving along their progress line, people will come back and do the three-day program that we offer or do coaching on the telephone. We also offer that with your teacher. And we offer a number of graduate programs, but the three-day program is really like, the Hoffman process is 7 days long. The three-day program allows you to do a complete other, a whole new process, but in 3 days. And there are many reasons why it can go so quickly. The most important one is you've already done the, everyone in the course has already done the Hoffman process, so they're ready to move quickly. We start, you know, we're not starting from zero. We're starting going 50 miles an hour, and so the momentum is and the energy is created almost instantly.
And what about your next dream? This is Dare to Dream. What are your future dreams and goals? What are you next Dare to Dream?
Well, in my my biggest next goal, we are a nonprofit organization, is I want to create an endowment for the Hoffman Institute that will carry us forward into forever, so that this teaching, this learning, this methodology will always be held in sacred space. It will always be nurtured and cared for, and that it will go forward with enough material support that anyone who ever needs support like this will be able to find it. We have a very robust scholarship program. Not everyone can afford the full price that we charge. And the full price, by the way, is only to pay for the cost of presenting the program. Scholarships are all funded through donations. And as is research and development funded through donations, and teacher training is funded through donations. So I want to set up an endowment that will supplement tuitions and allow us to do some of the really beautiful new things that are always, we're always learning something new. Something new is always being discovered, and we have to integrate it and incorporate new learnings always into our work. And always then, as I said, through a scholarship program, always be making it available to people in need.
Mm. And thank you for that. That's so beautiful that nobody is shut out, nobody is sent away when they're willing and ready to change. And speaking of change, Raz has made this very generous offer to lead us through what he called a heart-breathing exercise right now. So, Raz, I'll let you take over.
This is a very simple exercise. Actually, I learned it from the HeartMath Institute people, who are good friends of ours, but it's so simple and it fits perfectly into Hoffman. So I want to teach it to everyone here. And it's simply this. Close your eyes and observe your normal breathing. Just breathe normally and watch the normal rhythm of your breathing. And now imagine that your breath is coming in and going out through your heart. Feel a little somatic sensation in your chest. And breathe in and breathe out again normally. Do that 4 or 5 times. And now recall a time when you experienced deep gratitude. Let a memory bubble up, and then re-experience it. Remember the sensations, the joy, whatever was there. The physical sensations are very important to recall. And allow yourself to re-experience it as much as you can. Now go back to breathing through your heart. And recall another time when you experienced deep gratitude. And when that memory bubbles up, again, allow yourself to re-experience it. Remember who was there. See the faces, the shining eyes. Recall the laughter or whatever was present in this experience of deep gratitude. Re-experience it. And now allow yourself to move more deeply into that experience of deep gratitude. Just let it suffuse through your being. In fact, say to yourself, I'm willing for this experience of gratitude to spread throughout my entire body. I'm willing for this experience of gratitude to spread throughout my entire body. your eyes still closed, noticing your inner experience and staying present to your inner state, gently allow your eyes to open and move into life from that deep gratitude.
Wow. Oh, my goodness. Oh, that was very, very meaningful. I had such profound memories. In fact, most of them, makes me want to cry, most of them have been very recent. And several of them, one of them was during the process when I had a really awakening about my partner and how I'm able to do what I do because of what he gives and allows me.
Wow.
I had one during the after the process when I went away by myself and was working on the tools. I was doing the processes after processes in a forest. It was so gorgeous, and I was alone in a river, and you know, with rocks and everything and trees. And all of a sudden, I had this awareness I hadn't had before of my partner's father, who has loved me like a daughter. When I have been a daughterless gal, my father's never been part of my life. And I suddenly realized how much he has loved me, given to me, shown up for me. And I realized I have to write this man a letter and thank him. And then the third one was more recently, where I was given the gift of a trip to Europe, which I couldn't have done without, at this point, at the level that we took this trip, without some people who showed up and just here. And, this has all been very recent, but thank you. I feel like you just changed my day and my being.
Well, wonderful. And I just want to say one thing to all of us, and that is gratitude is the simplest, most immediate entry point into the divine. And it works every time. Gratitude. Gratitude for life as it's given to you. Gratitude for the immediate moment. Gratitude for everything. And I'm not saying I'm always there, but this little exercise can help all of us return to reality. Mm. Integrated to reality of being a spiritual being, having a human experience.
Spiritual being having a human experience with gratitude, always a return to gratitude. Raz, thank you so much for inspiring us in Dare to Dream today.
My pleasure. Lots of love to you.
Mm. And if you want to find out more about the Hoffman process, go to hoffmaninstitute.org. I end today's show with this quote from John R. Miller. If you will call your troubles experiences, and remember that every experience develops some latent force within you, you will grow vigorous and happy, however adverse your circumstances may seem to be. You can subscribe to my YouTube videos at youtube.com/Deb on the radio. Thank you for joining me today. And remember, the secret of success is having the courage to begin in the first place.
To contact the award-winning syndicated Dare to Dream radio show, go to debbiedashinger.com. Keep your excellent feedback and comments coming. Your host, Debbie Dashinger, is an expert at goal achievement, a media personality, an international best-selling author, and a keynote speaker. Debbie leads high-quality teleseminars on how to achieve goals, how to be a self-published best-selling author, and how to get booked on radio. All classes are at debbiedashinger.com. Debbie's best-selling books are Dare to Dream, This Life Counts, sold on Amazon, and her second book, Wisdom to Success, The Secrets to Accomplish All Your Dreams, sold online at all bookstores. Tune in again to hear the next inspiring interview guest who has turned their vision into a successful reality. Want more support in making your dreams come true? Go to debbiedashinger.com. That's www.debbiedashinger.com. You'll see videos, MP3s, archived interviews, and amazing products, sharing the secret steps to making your dreams come true. Remember to dream big with every expectation that your dream will become real. Dreams are free, so free your dreams. What do you dare to dream?
I'm standing out, waiting for my time to be all that I can be. It's so easy to forget, life is in my hands, and I can change it.